Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 17th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber sitting here together before our computer and excited about sharing a message that we hope will uplift you today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and each day, each weekday, it remains our desire to encourage others with a perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, Still Upholding. Listen to the scripture text from Hebrews 1, verse 3.
Upholding all things by His powerful word.
Well, it sure is cold outside. In fact, they're expecting a big snowstorm later today. As I examine the dull gray skies, they appear to be setting up some clouds that will drop some moisture before the day is over. We're hoping we may get our first big storm. We hope nobody's hurt in it or anything like that, but we like the storms. We like the snow. I took our dog Roxy outside this morning and got a bucket of coal. She tends to do her business quickly and then is quite ready to go back in the house. A clear sign that it's frigid even for the furry animals.
God made a standing promise to Noah after the flood. Genesis 8:22 says, "As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease."
Each of the described events and seasons in this verse is easily observable. Well, here in our rural area, we have a perennial seed time and harvest. Brooksine is already poring over the seed catalog, selecting the vegetables and flowers she'll be planting during the seed time. Only months away. My farmer friend Galen Martin, who recently attended a conference in Ohio concerning advanced tilling methods, he's confident that in several months he'll be working the soil again. We all experience cold and heat in varying degrees, depending on where we live. And of course, no one would contest that we still have summer and winter, day and night. As long as the earth endures, these will never cease. They're still enduring, and each of these easily observable characteristics have not ceased. God continues to uphold all things by His powerful word.
But an aspect of God's upholding care is seen when we consider how much colder it could get in the winter, and of course, how much hotter it could get in the summer. In fact, I've read that if the earth were just a small fraction closer or farther from the sun, we would have extremes that would make life unbearably or intolerable to life's conditions. The same is true for the Earth's design, its rotation on its axis, and its revolution around the sun.
God has designed and sustains the Earth in an extremely predictable pattern. There are design limits in God's continuing care over the Earth. We may grumble about the cold or the hot, but I've never met anyone that is terribly worried that the earth will move just a fraction farther from or closer to the sun, causing us to suddenly plunge to 100 degrees below zero or boil at 212 degrees.
Hebrews 1:3 says that Christ is upholding all things by His powerful word. Today, I am confident that He will continue to uphold and keep the earth as long as He ordains its existence.
He will also continue to uphold you and me. After all things indeed covers it all.
Let's pray together. Father, as you created order in the universe, you also created order and harmony in my life. Sometimes it seems as though chaos triumphs over order, but then I steal away some quiet time with you and your word and find that you still my heart and calm my troubled spirit. You do uphold me by your powerful promises revealed in your word and through the presence of your Holy Spirit that dwells within. Thank you for your great faithfulness that I witness and experience each new day. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We do have some additional notes and material on our website today. Brooksine has written a note. We also have an exciting new music resource that I'm trying for the first time today that should allow you to play songs, which I've done for many years now, but also a couple of music song lists that are playable, and one is something that I have such a hard time finding, and that is classic hymns that are well done. It seems like more of the contemporary music is available on the web, but and any hymns that are available tend to be in a MIDI format or else very poorly produced. These are beautiful hymns. Excuse me. There are 10 of them. I better stop while I'm ahead right now. Once again, this is a very real, live type of situation. We're doing this from our home. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And if you want to look at the materials I refer to today, the supplemental materials, notes, and some interesting feedback from yesterday, just go to our site. If you're listening to this, the 17th of January, it'll be on the main page. Otherwise, just go back to the previous message, to the message dated Thursday, January 17th. And we would suggest going to the site today. If for no other reason, there is the cutest picture of a puppy that I used as the lead picture today. I did not take it. A friend of ours, Doris High, took it at a quilt auction. And it's just worth the visual just to see that picture. Anything else you want to share, Brooksie? She says no. So once again, have a blessed day and stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged.